Listening 18. Where do we live? There are many kinds of houses where people can live or stay, from a small tent or caravan, just for holidays, a chalet or lodge, to a villa, mansion, country house, stately home or palace. Some people prefer living in blocks of flats, or tower blocks, which is usually cheaper. Single people often live in a bedsit. In big cities, people can also live in skyscrapers. A bungalow is a small one-story house that is usually preferred by old people, as there are no stairs. Old people can use special services offered by retirement homes. A terraced house is a house that shares its walls on either side with other houses, most of which are the same. A semi-detached house shares one wall with another house, and a detached house stands on its own. In Britain, back-to-back houses were also built, sharing the back wall with another house. Cottages are old houses in the country that are usually used for weekends and holidays. A typical English house is a terraced or semi-detached house, usually built of bricks, red in the north and grey-yellow in London. There is no plaster on it. There is a small front garden with a driveway and a back garden with a lawn, and perhaps some flowers, but definitely no potatoes or other vegetables. Sometimes there is a small shed for gardening tools. The house has two or three stories. Downstairs there is a kitchen with a view of the back garden, the dining room and the living room with a bay window and a fireplace. The stairs are usually very narrow and carpeted in the same way as the rest of the house. Upstairs there are the bedrooms and a study. English houses may have two bathrooms. Bathtubs are more common than showers. In the country, we can still see the typical black and white half-timbered houses and cottages with thatched roofs made of straw. When studying at university away from home, students may rent a flat, which is rather expensive, so usually many of them share it. If they are lucky, they get a room in the students' hall of residence, or a dormitory for a reasonable price. Some people may rent a house or a flat and pay a monthly rent to their landlord or landlady, or they can buy it. In order to buy a house, you need to get a loan, called a mortgage, from a bank. You usually pay it off in monthly installments for about 20 years, and of course you run the risk of losing it if for some reason you can't pay the installments on more than one occasion. Nevertheless, the British prefer being in debt to living in a rented house, as explained in the saying, "My home, my castle." It is always better to have some money saved with a building society and to get a loan for the same amount. The instalments are then much lower than with a bank. If you are looking for a place to live, you may contact one of the many housing or estate agents who have offices in every town. In Britain, they don't build their own houses, as is frequent here. It is also unusual for three generations to share a house. One day, I would like to have a nice house in the country, very close to a town, if possible, so that I wouldn't have to spend much time commuting and within easy reach of a bus service. My house would be detached, with a big green garden, with nice shrubs and some fruit trees, and a rockery. There would be a swimming pool in the back garden, and I would definitely keep some pets, a dog and some cats. The house would be new or recently redone, with two stories, a big spacious kitchen, and a dining hall downstairs leading to a patio, with many potted plants in flower pots, a table, and some chairs and deck chairs. In the cozy living room, there would be a fireplace with a rug on the floor in front of it, and a comfortable rocking chair. Upstairs, there would be bedrooms, a spare room, and a study.